Hey y'all, my name's Marie and welcome to Entrepreneur Honestly, where we talk honestly about what it's like being an entrepreneur, freelancer, or a small business owner. I am a podcast producer. My company is Annery Productions. I'm about a year in and I'm like, damn, there is so much we need to talk about with being a freelancer entrepreneur. And that's why you're here too. So today we are going to talk about a subject that I swear will save you a million headaches on. And it's something that's probably going to go against your intuition. We're going to be talking about why you don't charge by the hour. Don't do it. And I'm about to go through 3 to 4 reasons why you shouldn't charge by the hour and then how you should actually be charging. And this is all coming from my experience from a year in of my trials and errors and also my incredible business coach, Christabella from the Digital Nomad Life Academy. I will talk about her later in the episode because she constantly said this throughout her program and she was right. So why shouldn't you charge by the hour? Because it sounds great, right? Well, let's say I'm 30 an hour and a project takes me 3 hours. That's only $90. And that's not the kind of money we're trying to make. And what if you get more and more and more efficient as you get better and better at your job? And then next month when you do the same project, it only takes you 2 hours. Now, are you supposed to be punished because you're getting better and more efficient at your job? Because now you're only getting paid $60 and you just lost money. You now don't have an incentive to get better and you want to be the best in your niche, right? Also, what if you really care about the project and it takes you longer than you agreed upon? Now the client can get nitpicky and come back on you and ask you, well, why did it take you an extra 15 minutes to do this? Why did it take you extra 30 minutes to do that? It would have only taken me probably 5 minutes. Those are the conversations you are going to get into if you charge hourly. That was what my first client did to me because I charged hourly and I'm a very meticulous editor. I shouldn't punish myself and not get the money I deserve because I'm a really good editor. And also the client shouldn't feel stressed because I'm taking longer than a different editor. You know, so what's going to happen is this relationship of the client becoming picky and asking you what you're doing every 5 minutes and why you're doing this and why you're doing that. Now they're in your business. And for you, you feel like you don't have the freedom to work. And by charging by the hour, you're going to start collecting those red flag clients, the micromanagers, the nitpicky people. I talk about learning your red flags in episode 4. I really would check that out because it's extremely important to know your red, orange, and green flags. And that's in episode 4. In that episode, I talked about my horrible first client. And yeah, she did that. Not only did she nitpick me, she also wanted to watch me work. She made me record myself. And she would watch me work. And I understand it's your money and you want to make sure it's going to good use and I'm not just on TikTok. But there needs to be a level of trust. And when you're charging by hour, there's not a level of trust. And therefore, they become nitpicky. They're wanting to know every single thing you're doing and you don't feel like you have creative freedom. Therefore, you're not creating in the best possible way that you can. I don't know. At least for me, I cannot create freely and at my best work when I think there's someone watching me over my shoulder. And just remember, your clients are not your bosses. Let me repeat that for the people in the back. Your clients are not your bosses. You chose the entrepreneur route for a reason. It is a hard route, but it's rewarding. And this is one of the rewards. You don't have a boss. Your client isn't your boss. They should never talk to you like a boss. You don't owe them anything except for the work and the value that you said you would provide in your contract. So therefore, you should always feel like you are on a client-to-client equal basis. You provide the work, you provide the value, they get to pay you. And I think charging by the hour makes people feel like they have a little bit less control and they don't know how long you're going to take on something. And then they start to get up your ass, up in your business. Okay, the fourth reason is really, really important. When you're charging by the hour, you're losing out on so many upselling opportunities, which is bundling your packages and offers. And this is something my coach Krista taught me. She is all about teaching this throughout her program, is that to create entry level, mid level, and VIP bundles, which I will get into. But bundling is such a great way to take someone from spending $90 onto a project to $900 on a project. We could turn that 3 hours of work into $900 instead of 90 because you're now not charging off your time, but the value you bring to your client. So let's say I'm a logo designer. And by the way, I am not a logo designer, so I don't really know all the things about this business, but let's take this as an example. Let's say I'm a logo designer. I charge $50 an hour for a logo. The logo only takes me 3 hours. Therefore, I'm getting paid $150. But the logo I just gave to them is going to change the face of their business. The logo I gave to them is something they needed to grow and to become a better business. The logo I brought to them is going to triple their sales. It is now the face value of their business. That logo you just produced for $150 is the very first impression any potential customer will see from here on out. And if they didn't have your logo, they would be rejecting customers and rejecting money because they have a poor logo. Do you think that is worth $150, or do you think it's worth $500 to $1,000 because of the investment they put into you and the money they will receive and the clients and customers they will receive because of the logo you made? Do you see what I'm saying? I personally would pay $500 to $1,000. There's actually people who charge more for an incredible logo that will attract more clients and more money back into my business. And I honestly think I'll be getting a better logo because I'm paying more. If I paid $150 to you for a logo, I'm probably not expecting the best work because you sound like you're a beginner, because those are beginner prices. Like, I want you to imagine a $150 logo versus a $1,000 logo. Do you see a different image in your head? I do. I see a difference in my head of what those two logos could look like. If people want to have a successful business, they want to come off as successful and they are ready to invest. And $150, which is 3 hours of work, which is you at $50 an hour, that's not an investment. And I don't know if people will think they're getting the best value. And that's what we're really harping on right here. You're not just charging for your time, because you don't just give them your time. You're giving your client value. And I think, especially if you're like a coach, you really should think about this, because coaches bring so much value. They change people's lives. So if you're a coach and you're listening to this, and you are definitely not just giving up your time, you are sharing so much information that could change lives. And I know that because I had a coach. I invested in a coach that changed my life. So what I'm trying to say is, you're not just investing time for money. You're also bringing value to your customers. Also, now that you've taken the time aspect out of the way, you can now spend as much time as you would like on the project, and you can feel more creative and more free and have more flow to create a better logo because you're not having someone watch you from behind your back. That's very, very important to me. And that is why I do not charge by the hour, because I want more creative flow and I will create better results. So think about the value your product brings. For example, on the basic level, I edit and produce podcasts. But the value I bring to my clients is so much more than that. My clients are getting international brand awareness just from clicking a button and recording. I'm getting to book them on other large podcasts and booking them on speaker engagements. They're getting to create trust with their ideal customers and bring value to their ideal customers before they buy, creating that trust. They're getting the opportunity to tell their story, and they are tripling their sales just by clicking record and getting on the microphone. And what I do is, I don't just edit the podcast. I bring out their personality and I create a story and I create a valuable experience for their potential customers to keep them engaged. So no, I don't just edit podcasts. So therefore, I charge for the value that I bring and for the potential money, clients, and experiences my clients will get from having a podcast. And that's why I charge off value. But I do understand the uncomfortable feeling of imposter syndrome that might sneak in, because it's just not what we're taught. I feel like, especially if you get started on Upwork, they're going to ask you to charge hourly. So it's just like not how you usually get started, and it's not what you think, and that's not what you're being told. And frankly, it's going to take a lot of trial and error. And I don't have my prices perfected. Some of my prices are reflecting the value that it brings, but a lot of my prices, I'm still working on the mental part of charging for the price I think it actually is. And that comes down to selling. Can you sell your product to show the value? Can you sell your product to be a $1,000 service? That's going to come down to you learning how to sell and you understanding your whys, which is, why do you sell this? Okay, so you don't want to charge by the hour. You're going to attract red flag clients. You're going to feel restrained on your time. You're not going to produce good quality work. We've talked about why you need to charge for value. Now let's talk about the bundling. And this is something my coach Krista taught me, because she offers it in her service. So let's go back to the logo design. Again, I don't know anything about this business, but let's just go with it. So let's say on the basic level, for $500, you get a logo and two revisions. Okay, I kind of need more than a logo. Like, yay, what if my logo doesn't match my website or my brand, or I just need a complete rebrand? Well, for $2,000, you get the logo, 4 revisions, and you get a rebrand. And but let's say, okay, yay, I have the rebrand, but I don't actually want to update my website or update my business cards or update my Instagram, or I don't know actually how to upkeep a month-to-month website, or I don't know how to update my Instagram constantly with this new brand. Well, that's when you have your VIP package. So for $10,000, you get your logo, you get the rebrand, you get the retouched website, you get monthly upkeep on your website, Instagram, and you also get strategy meetings and you get more revisions. And I just took you from a $500 offer where you just get a logo and you don't know what to do with it to now you have someone managing your entire brand for $10,000. And if you're thinking that's a lot, well, what this graphic designer is about to do hourly, it's probably going to cost you more than $10,000. Honest to God, it really will, because now you're getting nitpicky on like the amount of time it takes to rebuild a website, the amount of time it takes to be in a creative flow, and how long will it take me to actually think of a good logo? Do you really want me to charge you by the hour? Probably not. So now that you've created this bundle, you have a basic entry-level offer, which is a logo at $500. $2,000, you get the brand. $10,000, you get every single thing you could ever need and you don't have to touch a damn thing. And because you have a bundle, instead of doing hourly, this is where you can negotiate a little bit if they're feeling like you need to negotiate. So to create some pressure, you could say, well, if you pay in full or if you pay by the end of the day, you can get this bundle for $8,000. You can kind of have some wiggle room and create incentive for people to buy the higher packages. You just get to have more creativity when you do bundles versus hourly. I mean, it's just, I don't know how long it's going to take me. You know, that doesn't give a lot of control over your business and how much you get paid or how much the client will be paying you. So I hope that makes sense. You're going to need an entry-level price, a mid-level price, which most people will buy the mid-level price. You want to make this the most attractive. And then the VIP pricing, which you only need a couple people to buy. And if you think I'm crazy, I'm not, because my coach, I spent, when I had literally no money in my account, I spent the most money I've ever spent in an investment. I spent $6,000 on a coaching investment and I got all my money back 3 months in and more. And I bought her VIP program. And if you think I'm crazy, I'm not about this stuff, because I know someone who is the best in their game in copywriting, and guess how much they're charging for a strategy call meeting? $700. $700 for a strategy call meeting. And you know what? I would pay for it. If I had the money, I would freaking pay for it, because I know and I saw the value. Versus if she was just $50 an hour, technically she would just charge you $50 for that same call. But I know the value I would get in that call, I would pay $700 for. So again, it goes back to really selling the value and selling the future and the dream to your clients. Again, this is something I'm continuing to learn about. My coach, Christabella from the Digital Nomad Life Academy, she really was the one that taught me this, and I'm still learning it. But y'all should start tweaking your prices and start at least create a plan of what your prices could look like if you created a bundle. And then as you get on more discovery calls, as you pitch, as you book more clients, you don't have to book all of them, but just start trying out this bundle and start tweaking it every time you get on a call. I've tweaked my bundle every single time I get on a call because I learned something new about what my clients need and what I need, honestly, on my end to keep this business going. So again, I'm still learning about bundling. I'm still learning about pricing. And I would love to have more experienced people on to talk about this, including my coach. I would love if she would come on and talk about this, because she's a way better explainer at this and she's been in the game for longer. But what I can tell you for damn sure is that do not charge hourly. Do not charge hourly. If you ask any other successful entrepreneur, they will tell you the same damn thing. You're going to undervalue your work. You're going to work on a time restraint, and you will 100% attract nitpicky, micromanaging clients. That I can guarantee. So make it in like your little to-do list to start thinking about what your prices could look like as a bundle. And it does not have to be perfect. You're going to tweak it. Just get started. Okay, that is all for today. Before we end, let's get into our business win. Actually, today I want to do my own business win. So I took a chance and I have invested in going into a podcast conference, and I'm headed there next week to LA, where I used to live. And I'm nervous, y'all. Like, I'm nervous. Amy Fuller is hosting the event. And I guess I'm nervous because I'm excited. There's so much opportunity there. And my goal is to land a big whale client. And I will, coming back from this conference, I will have attracted and connected and landed a $3,000 to $5,000 a month client. That is my goal of going there, is to make really, really good connections with an agency or with podcasts that I would love to edit and work on and have a big client. I don't know. It's a little scary, you know, going to a conference alone and just, but it's also so fun. I'm going to be around people who all we do and want to talk about is podcasting, and I'm going to get to learn so much more about my craft, and that will reflect back to my clients. So that is my business win, is that I'm investing and I'm doing something scary. And I can't wait to come back and tell you all about it. And to maybe I can do an episode on like conferences and what the benefits are. Cause I have a couple friends that do conferences and they always come back with a bigger and better and badder network. So I'm excited to go to the conference, and yeah, we'll see. And that is my win. So that's all today. If you want to email me, maybe your business struggle right now that we can chit chat about, maybe a business fail that you want to share, or a business win, because I would love to share all three of those. Email me at honestlypodcastshow@gmail.com and tag and shout out your business so that I can shout out your business to our listeners and we can start creating connections. So that's all for today. I hope y'all learned something. I hope you were challenged a little bit in your thinking about pricing. And if you would like to learn more about my coach, just email me in the show notes and I will send you her free, incredible masterclass that you can learn more about her coaching program. All right, cheers, y'all. If you like the sound of this podcast, that's because it was produced by me, Marie, with my company, Annery Productions. I help businesses triple their sales funnels, tell their story, and get them in front of their ideal client through podcasting. Check out the show notes below for a free discovery call where we can strategize and brainstorm to see if your business is a great fit to uplevel through podcasting. And if you already have a podcast, great, that's even better. Let's brainstorm to see if we can take it to the next level. Details will be in the show notes.